Welcome to Generous Impact. My name is Brett Brummett.
And my name is Amanda Brummett. Friends, Brett and I are so excited to bring you a bonus episode to talk about an upcoming event for Water is Basic in Dallas. You already know all about Water is Basic from the episode where you met our dear friend Steve Reese. They work hard to bring clean water to villages in South Sudan and Democratic Republic of the Congo, and I'm so thankful that they do it.
So before telling you about the event, we grabbed a few of the friends that we traveled to South Sudan with so they could tell you firsthand about their incredible experience and why you may want to support this event.
First up is our friend Mike Gaglione that we met last year on our trip to South Sudan. He's an advertising and communications pro and just one of the coolest people on earth.
The coolest person on earth. I'll take it.
Totally. The Brummetts voted. At your one of, not the one of. One
okay,
of.
I can take it. Great.
Yep. You've seen the need that Water is Basic serves firsthand. And I know you've been to Africa more than just back to South Sudan. So how many times have you traveled to Africa and how many times has it been with Water is Basic?
Well, I traveled a bunch of times to Africa because I lived in Nairobi for a stint in 2015. But I joined the board of Water is Basic in 2019. Now, that was kind of a funny process because Steve, founder of Water is Basic, approached me and said, hey, I'd love for you to be on the board, but you got to go to one of the places we operate. And I was like, well, which place is that? And he goes, I'd love for you to join in South Sudan. And I was like, I don't know that I would love to join in South Sudan, but we'll give it a shot. And so July rolled around, flew to South Sudan. And you got to remember, things have changed with Water is Basic over the course of that time. In 2019, when I landed on the ground, we were drilling wells. So we had over 2,000 wells in the ground. We had two rigs running full time, drilling wells every day. We had a team of probably 10 to 20 South Sudanese on the ground. And so that was, drilling was everything that we did. My experience with South Sudan was amazing when I went in 2019. And I came back just like on fire, ready to tell people the story about what was going on. For me, Water is Basic operating in conflict zones and post-conflict regions was something that was, it was close to my heart because these were the people who were the most neglected people. Like everyone had run out of town. Everybody had abandoned them. And some of the big charities, you know, the household name charities, they just don't operate in there because it's too dangerous. But these people will not return back to their homes and start to build a nation again unless they have clean water. And so that was what I experienced firsthand on the ground in 2019. And then I've been to South Sudan specifically two times since that. Once with y'all when we went in April of last year and then in November. Now, the transition that happened over the course of that time was pretty fascinating because we went from what we were doing when I first joined in 2019, drilling wells, to what we're doing right now, which is well repair. Well repair doesn't sound sexy, but to me, it's like the most exciting thing that's going on in the space. I don't know if you guys saw the video that Mr. Beast released in November. I was actually in South Sudan in November when he released a video where he had done 100 wells in Kenya. So you might have come across that video. And he was catching a lot of flack on all of those pages because one of the things that people were talking about is they were like, you're coming in here, you're drilling wells, and at the end of the day, these wells are all going to break, and then no one's going to know how to fix them, and you're not going to be around because you're going to be off to the next YouTube video. And I was cracking up because I was like, well, that's the problem. That's exactly the problem that Water is Basic solved. The dirty secret in the water business is that half of these wells are broken and no one on the ground has the expertise to fix them. So when I went back to South Sudan in 2023, that was the like pinch myself moment. I remember when the plane was taking off in April with you guys. When we were taking off, I just thought this well repair process, recruiting women, moms, locals, training them, giving them the knowledge to be able to fix the wells in their region that are broken, of which maybe 50% are broken. It just felt like something that was like, it was so good you couldn't even control the scale of it. Like it would scale itself whether we were involved or not. And I could just see like dot after dot of repaired well all over the map. And this thing just kind of like blowing out from there. So that was the cool thing. Of the three times that I've been to South Sudan, I got to see this gradual process from drilling wells, slowly putting wells in the ground, to this well repair process where I think this year we'll repair more than 1,000 wells and turn clean water back on for maybe 500,000 people.
Yeah, and these aren't just wells that water is basically drilled. Like, you're currently repairing anybody's wells. So there's a hole in the ground. You want water coming out of it.
Right. That's the thing, is like, one of the cool things about this industry is somewhere years ago, they started to regulate this, where now there's basically two fabricators. They're both in India, and they make the parts that these wells are built from. And the reason is because, just like, you know, if you ever like change the brakes on your car, and, you know, I had a Saab 9-3 back in the day, and I would like pop the car up and then go to change the brakes, and it's like, I don't have this star tool that like gets the thing out. So like, you couldn't have that in the middle of Africa when people are in dire need of these things. And so they've streamlined a lot of the process to make sure that there's the technology that's used for these wells is very straightforward, and it's very simple. And so with that, we've been able to basically like, yeah, if we haven't drilled any wells in an area, but we train people on the technology and how to repair those wells with the spare parts that we have warehoused in that region, a woman can just take off and repair 25, 50 wells in her region in the next 2 or 3 months. And that can happen anywhere, not just in the regions we operate in South Sudan, not just in South Sudan as a country, but it can go country to country all over Africa.
Yeah. And you've been a few times, like we said. Is there anyone there that you've met in South Sudan or the DRC that has made a big impact in your life or what you've seen happen?
So I'll say this, Simon, our country director in South Sudan, larger than life, like all the odds stacked against him when he was younger, had to flee his home, live on the border, get educated by himself, basically went to first grade when he was 17 years old. I mean, the stuff that some of these people have come through to be as successful as they are is just like unfathomable to someone who's born in the West.
Yeah, Mike, I totally agree. And I think anybody that's met Simon would agree with this as well. It's crazy what they've gone through, the trauma that they've been through. And then they're still such joyful, hopeful, and kind humans, and incredibly hospitable.
I was reading a G.K. Chesterton essay a couple nights ago, and he dropped a line in there that there's nothing more human than being able to shut your front door. And it was something about like private property is like, it was kind of like, I don't know, some mix of capitalism, private property, like the dignity of being able to own something so that you can kind of say, this is where the world ends and this is where I begin, you know? And it's funny for me, the journey I've been on just like how I live pretty open-handed with what's going on in South Sudan and the work we do with Water is Basic. I was like, it's almost true what he said, but I'd flip it around. Like, the essence of what it means to be human is the ability to open your front door. The people of South Sudan, at the end of the day, some of the most generous people that we've ever met, we've eaten in their homes. I mean, these are people who spent a month's savings just to cook us dinner one night to receive us as guests. And so you look at that and it's like, in some ways, all we're doing when we are giving these women the training and the certification to go repair these wells, to build their own company, to invest in themselves and then make money off of that, we see what they do with it. They build homes for their families. They build homes for their extended families. They send their children to school. And so in a really beautiful way, they have the ability to now open their door to other people and kind of let them in. So I just thought that was like a beautiful picture.
Yeah. And a great segue to, you're taking your time and your treasure to come from New York City to Dallas for this fundraiser and let people share what you've experienced. Why should they attend, aside from getting to know one of the most fabulous people named Michael Gaglione?
So Thirst No More, April 25th. I've been thinking about it a while. I've actually got a whole posse flying in from New York who's going to be joining us. And why should you go? Well, first of all, I think that if you are a fan of clean water, I think that there's almost nothing more impactful than giving communities clean water. The reason we're called Water is Basic is because without water, you can't do healthcare, you can't do school, you can't do like any of those initiatives. If you don't have clean water, that is just that's the first principles of building. And so when you're coming to Thirst No More, you're supporting clean water and you're supporting the evolution of everything else. And so I love that. Then the idea is, hey, almost everything we have is a women's led solution. And so the reality is, you know, you can go check out Melinda Gates' book, Lift. she, over the 30 years that Bill Gates and Melinda gave away all of their money, the thing that Melinda learned is if you empower women, they change the community. And so that's what we learned at Water is Basic. And so that's what we're doing. And so everything we do is a women's led solution. And so we have women all over South Sudan, basically riding around on motorbikes, fixing wells all across the country. And that, so you're supporting clean water, you're supporting women. And then I think also it's just like being in rooms. I don't think that Jonathan Haidt just released his book, The Anxious Generation. And one of the things that was discussed the most in that book was the idea that we live disembodied lives. Like digital spaces are just spaces where we only interact with visuals and words. We don't use our physical bodies. And I just feel like getting into rooms with people is something that's unbelievably life-giving. And to be in a room with people, great wine, you know, dressed up, for the support of a good cause, and just coming out and showing up to like interact with people who share that common vision, that's like a no-brainer for me. So yeah, I've got a bunch of friends here in New York who are excited to roll out and kind of like do what we're doing. And also I think that I'm excited to see some of the people in Dallas. Like I've made some decent friends over just the, you know, this was an annual event pre-COVID, and it's always been super fun. So I'm definitely jazzed to be there.
Okay, Mike, one last question for you. If somebody wants to support Water is Basic, what's the best way they can do that?
Well, the best thing you can do is show up to our event, Thirst No More, because I would love for you to just understand what Water is Basic does. The cool thing is this. With this event, we've kind of added another feature to the sign-up process where if you become a monthly donor for Water is Basic, maybe give $30 a month, then your ticket to Thirst No More is free. Not only is it free, but you also get 60x what your monthly donation is to use at our auction. And we're auctioning items like trips to the Bahamas and like a villa in Rome for a week, stuff like that. And so if you become a monthly donor, free access to the event and a lot of cash to work with at the auction, which is awesome. But here's the cool thing. Obviously, all of this is just for a good cause. $30 a month is incredible because $30 a month is clean water for probably two families for a whole year. And so what you're doing when you make that investment is you're really kind of building a community bit by bit. And like I said, water is the bedrock foundation of everything. And so to get this out of this like large view of this crazy problem that affects billions of people, at the end of the day, if you give $30 a month, it's basically like a direct transfer to a mom who probably right now spends 6 hours a day walking back and forth from bad water solutions to go get water for her family. And her daughters are probably doing it too. And when you solve that problem, it takes that 6 hours a day. It's like hard to imagine carrying a 40-pound jug of water for 6 hours a day. But when you, with that $30 a month, that just becomes maybe an hour tops. And so you basically give a mom 5 hours of her life back. And that transforms what, you know, the education that she can give her kids, the healthcare that she can give her kids, and everything just kind of bubbles up from there. And so, yeah, I'd love to see people join us. I'd love for them to select that option. Instead of buying a ticket, just become a monthly donor, get into the event for free, be able to use some money at that auction to get like, you know, maybe spend a week in Italy or something like that. But that $30 a month, when you become a monthly donor, that's a sustainable water solution for a family like that for a long, long time.
And that's just an example, right? It can be any dollar amount on
a monthly
basis.
You can select anything you want. And we'd be very happy if it was $300 a month and there'd be 20 moms clapping in South Sudan if that was the case.
Nice. Yeah, for what we spend on coffee, we can literally change it.
Yeah, we always laugh because we're like, man, like a Netflix subscription is like somewhere around like $15 today or something like that. And that's a family of five that has clean water in South Sudan. So I think a Netflix subscription, depending on some of the movies they have out, is important. Like there's good stuff on there. My dad's loving, he got me hooked on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So it's like, I get it. Like the subscription is not a bad thing, but this subscription saves people's lives, literally saves people's lives every day. And so I feel like it's worth having.
Yeah. Beautiful illustration. Well, Mike, thank you for being here with us today. And we can't wait to see you on the
25th. Yeah, I'm pumped to see y'all. Thanks for having me.
Such great information from Mike. And I love the things that he illustrated about Water is Basic, telling the story how we've shifted to well repair from building wells to it being women led, and his deep appreciation for the hospitality of the people of South Sudan and that they really will do anything to open their door for others. Our next guest is Dr. Amy Goddard. She also joined us on that trip to South Sudan, and she's known Mike for years as they both served on the board together. Amy is an incredible physical therapist, a wonderful human, and someone that we are truly proud to call our friend. Amy, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I've been excited about this ever since we talked about it. Anytime I can talk to Amy Goddard, it's a good day.
Feel the same about you.
So we had the joy of going to South Sudan with you last year, but I know that you have been many times into several spots in Africa prior to that. Can you tell us how many times you've been to Africa and what span of time does that cross?
I was thinking I've been to Africa, I think it's 9 times since 2006, I believe was the first time I went.
Wow.
And a majority of those have been with Water is Basic, doing work in Sudan. And then, of course, it became South Sudan in 2011 and in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Wow. 9 trips really can give you some perspective into what life is like there. So, Amy, I'm curious, if you had been born in South Sudan instead of in the U.S., what do you think your life would have looked like?
Well, I've been giving that a lot of thought all weekend. And if I had been born a woman in, it would have been Sudan in 1967.
Oh, right.
And I would have been born into war. My country would have been in war since 1955 with the North. If I was lucky enough to survive the violence of war and had made it to 1972, I would have been 5 years old, and I would have been one of the lucky ones that got to live through a decade or 11 years or so of peace from 1972 to 1983. And I might have been lucky enough to even have gone to school, although the preference at that time was for boys. So I would have had to have been very, very lucky if I had gotten an education. But that those 11 years from 72 to 83, you know, I would have been, you know, 5, 15 or so. So I would have been 16 when the war broke out again in 83. And that's when, I don't know if you remember the documentary Lost Boys of South Sudan.
Yeah.
Came out. That highlighted a lot of the kids were, and it was not only lost boys, it was lost boys and girls of South Sudan that trekked to Ethiopia on foot, oftentimes separated from their family and arriving in Ethiopia as a refugee. I might have spent the next 20 years or so, 83 to 2005, when the Comprehensive Peace Agreement was signed, as a refugee growing up in an Ethiopian refugee camp. So I would have been, help me do the math, old would I have been if I've been about 38, I guess, when the Comprehensive Peace Agreement was signed. And I might have at that point made my way back to a country that basically had been at war since 1955 and had hardly any infrastructure whatsoever. Then I probably would have been, so in 2011 was the referendum where they voted to secede from Sudan and became their own country, South Sudan. We would have enjoyed 2 years until the civil war broke out in 2013. Probably would have, if I had survived that, I would have had to flee again. So my life would have been probably only known war and being a refugee and being on the run. It was interesting to think about it that way. And that's if I had survived. That is what makes what Waters Basic is doing now in South Sudan so important, because it's giving women that I just described, a woman that I just described, a chance to make a life for herself.
Makes sense. So we have a fundraiser for Waters Basic in Dallas on April 25th. I know you're clearly passionate about it because you're traveling all the way from Missouri to come to it. Why should people attend or donate, and what impact do you think it'll have?
You know, I've been involved with Waters Basic from the very beginning at Irving Bible Church, and my company, Go Sports Therapy, was a corporate sponsor for some of the early 5K races fundraising. But the thing that I love about Waters Basic is that it's always been a grassroots organization. And what I mean by that is it's been grassroots from the fundraising on this side of the ocean. It's always been largely individuals donating, kids having, you know, school fundraisers, bake sales, lemonade stands, all kinds of things have, you know, it's always been grassroots. And I love that. And then if you look at it on the other side over in South Sudan, it's always been an organization that's been run by locals, which is so important. So they're on the ground there. They live there. They're making the decisions. They're running the show. And so it's even different over there. It's grassroots there as well. So it's grassroots on both sides of the equation. And it's just changing lives. The new model that was introduced during the pandemic, which was to train women well repair mechanics, has just been overwhelmingly successful. And I think when we were there together last year, I'll tell you a story, the story of Mama Buka.
Oh, yeah.
And we were at the graduation of the third class of women cohort. So there were about 13, I think, women, and they're trained with a male partner to become pump mechanics. And when they go through that training, they get training on well repair, but they also get training on business skills and how to be a small business. And they also get training in trauma healing. And then we were there for the graduation of that third class. And a woman arrived and Steve deferred and gave her the floor to speak. And when she started to speak, you saw the women, well repair mechanics, sit up in their chair and just hang on every word this woman said. And her name was Mama Buka, and she told the story of showing up to become a well repair mechanic through the local Ministry of Water or something like that. Not through Waters Basic, a different. And they basically handed her a broom. And she said, I handed it right back. She said, I told them I can do that at home. And she made it through the training, graduated. And at the graduation, all the men got a motorcycle so that they could travel from these remote villages to repair these wells. But they didn't give her one. And she demanded her motorcycle and got her motorcycle. And she is out there doing her job and doing it well. And her message to the women was, you can do this. And it was so interesting to see the men in the room, how they responded to this strong, powerful woman. And they were behind her all the way. And it's so that the thing I love about what Waters Basic is doing now, I think they're getting ready to train the fourth group of women. And I think they're estimating that they're going to repair up to 700 wells this year alone. And so they're successful. They're changing these women's lives. These women are, you know, basically heroes of their village. And they're also changing the view of women in their own country, because the men are taking note that, hey, these women are doing this and they're doing it well and they're successful at it. And it's really changing the perception of the role of women in the country.
Yeah. Secretly, not so secretly, that's my favorite part. The water is so compelling and none of us can live without water. But the way they're changing lives of those women well mechanics today. And then we've talked about this when we had Steve on the show, that Steve looks them in the eye when they put in these pumps or repair these pumps and say, the next time I'm here, I expect to see your daughters in school. And so now their daughters will be educated and generations of women to come in this highly patriarchal society where women have very little place. Yeah, I truly think it could change the country.
In a grassroots way.
Absolutely. And I love that you talked about that, about Water is Basic, because as I understand, our goal is to someday work ourselves out of a job, that we hope someday we solve the water issues in South Sudan and can high five and walk away and not be needed.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. Give money for the April event so that they don't need us at all someday.
Yes. Yeah. So you can come in person. I think you can either donate online. You can be involved in the auction online as well. But it'll be, the event is always fun. So it'll be a great event. Hope everyone can be there.
It was amazing to Amy's perspective of what her life would have been like, not just born in South Sudan, but putting it in context of the era from the 70s till the 2020s. Really cool. And it just drives home what's happening there today with the pump mechanics initiatives and especially the women's empowerment portion of it.
Well, hopefully Amy and Mike convinced you that you need to be in Dallas on April 25th to support Water is Basic. But if you can't be there, we'd love a donation. Even small amounts help. Go to waterisbasic.org to donate or to get your event tickets and use code BRUMMIT, B-R-U-M-M-I-T-T, for 50% off.